on the Baffio Cup Caper.
Dashiell Hammett, America's leading detective fiction writer and creator of Sam Spade, the hard-boiled private eye, and William Spear, radio's outstanding producer-director of mystery and crime drama, join their talents to make your hair stand on end with the adventures of Sam Spade. Presented by the makers of Wild Root Cream Oil for the hair. Remember the Romeo of yesteryear? Hair parted in the middle, all plastered down? Man, what a difference today. Today, all a guy has to do to impress a gal is use Wild Root Cream Oil Hair Tonic. Wild Root Cream Oil grooms the hair neatly and naturally, relieves dryness, and removes loose dandruff. If you're still using old-fashioned hair tonics or none at all, then for her sake, spruce up today with Wild Root Cream Oil Hair Tonic. In bottles or the handy new tube, it's again and again the choice of men who put good grooming first. And now, with Howard Duff starring as Spade, Wild Root brings to the air the greatest private detective of them all in the adventures of Sam Spade.
Blow the man down, police, blow the man down. Now, why do they want to blow the man down?
Date, August 22nd, 1948, to Jethro Chiswick, Esquire.
Oh, spelling, Sam.
E-S-Q-U...
No, Sam, I meant the name. This, Chisro Jethwick.
I did not say Chisro Jethwick. I said Jethro Chiswick. I mean, Chisro... look, we'll check it later.
Oh, Sam, it might... I have an uncle in Berkeley named Smithwick.
Leave your family out of this, Eph.
But he's only by marriage, Sam. It's quite a common name.
Name three people named Chiswick.
No, Smithwick, Sam. Now, let's see, there's Uncle George and Aunt Amelia by a previous marriage. Then there's my cousin Rupert on the Christie side.
When you have finished ruminating amongst the foliage of your family tree, Miss Perrine.
Well, I only mentioned it in connection with that name that you thought you...
All right, we'll start all over again. Tear out that page.
Yes, Your Highness.
No, please. No need to curtsy. To Jethro Chiswick, no comment, please. From Samuel Spade, license number 137596. What's that?
Nothing, Sam, nothing. Throat.
Subject, the Baffio Cup Caper. Dear Commodore, that's the way I like you. Meek. I had always considered myself fairly well-versed in the subject of cups, but if anybody had told me there was such a thing as a Baffio Cup, they could have knocked me over with one, which they did.
Mr. Spade?
Yeah?
I'm Chester A. Brody. I talked with your secretary on the phone. Do you follow?
Oh, yes, Mr. Brody. Sit down. Rest your package.
Thank you. I prefer to hold it for the time being. My card, sir.
Theophilus and Brody, importers and exporters,
Mr. Theophilus is my partner, Dimitri Theophilus. You follow?
I follow.
It was Mr. Theophilus who brought the Baffio Cup into the firm. I furnished the cash capital.
Baffio Cup, I do not follow.
Yes, indeed. The only one of these treasures to fall into private hands. One of the fabulous Baffio Cups. Those exquisite and cunningly wrought examples of the art of the ancient Grecian goldsmith, excavated by the great Schliemann from a beehive tomb in Sparta.
Beehive.
Mycenaean age. Just west of the Lion Gate.
Oh, the Lion Gate. Pardon me, Mr. Brody. Are you trying to tell me that this cup is very valuable?
Priceless.
And that you have finally managed to find a buyer?
You follow?
And that you want me to deliver that package containing your priceless cup and return with your customer's cash?
Accurately put. I presume you're bonded.
Uncork me and see for yourself.
You are a droll fellow, to be sure.
I had a light breakfast, drolls and coffee. Now, what is this Baffio cup?
I will show it to you. You're about to see a treasure but few eyes have looked upon in our time, Mr. Spade. The Baffio cup. Handle it carefully. It's fragile. You could crush it in your hand like so much tinfoil. Yet this golden relic of a golden age has come down through the centuries miraculously unscathed. Note the delicately wrought lines of the bas-relief, the exquisite draperies on the figure of the caryatid, the anguish on the face of the fallen hunter, the sheer brute force of the wild boar charging to the kill. Holding this golden cup in your hands, you encompass 3,000 years. Do you comprehend why there's no question of insurance here?
Frankly, I don't.
My dear man, an item such as this is worth only as much as a collector will pay for it. This particular collector has offered $200,000. It might never be offered again. You follow?
I follow.
Very well. Here's your fee, $100.
I follow.
And here is the address of my client in Los Angeles.